This week on Clown College.
Yeah, I beat every Catholic kid in the state of Alabama 1 year at the 400 meter.
Gang, gang. Wow.
And that was pretty cool. I'll be honest, like, they don't, when you're Protestant, you go to Catholic school, everybody else gets a snack at church,
mm-hmm.
and you get, like, a pat from a pedophile, you know?
That's wild.
That's what they do in exchange.
This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
I know this long out.
Ew.
Get these cords worked out.
It's like just a big ass coil of shit right here, dude. The rolly chair goes over it. We're on carpet. It's a catastrophe waiting to happen, man.
Hell yeah.
It's like Twister.
It's like Saw for mild inconveniences.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, dude. Fuck. I gotta re-plug that in. Gotta adjust my seat, dude.
One of the lights went out.
There it is. As soon as you said it. What kind of ghost shit is that?
Oh, shit, dude.
Dun, dun, dun.
You brought it to life.
That's crazy. I didn't even do anything.
Man, that's crazy. Dude.
Huh?
Some of that invisible throw up, dude.
Yeah.
Got it right back on.
Because, look, we were talking about earlier, craziest thing you saw at a church.
Yeah.
So my mom used to be a pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Christian, non-denominational. But they did some weird shit. So we would max have like six people in this big ass church too. It was a old daycare, like a Christian daycare that had like a Catholic daycare, had the church part too.
The sanctuary.
Yeah. And then the daycare roof caved in. So they sold it to my mom for real cheap. And we had this huge fucking church.
That's wild.
And they're literally at max be six people. But they used to, like, whenever they catch the Holy Spirit or whatever, they would run around, you know, do the whole speaking in tongues thing. And I remember at one point they were acting like they were throwing up their demons, and then they would throw them, like, they would throw them up. And then my mom would come over with paper towels and, like, act like she's picking up the fake throw up of the demon and put it in the trash. And she'd be like, don't go over there. That's the evil spirit.
Contaminated.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, you know, mental health is important.
You know? So how old were you when this happened?
Dude, that was all. I stopped going to church, I believe, when I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, so
young. From the whole time I was growing up, she became a pastor, like, almost until I can remember, but definitely like when we were in grade school, so like third or fourth grade, like when D-Lo and it would literally just be me, D-Lo and Jermaine, which is all my boys, and we would just be there. And like before she had the church, she would have. Service in her living room, in our living room, with just us kids and maybe one other woman named Cynthia. Listen,
shout out Cynthia.
Shout out Cynthia.
Hello.
And she would always speak in tongues, and it sounded like she was just naming the days of the week of. Shut up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, door. Exactly.
Like an auctioneer.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would sound. And then, so everybody, my friends were like, damn, we gotta get up and go to church in the morning. But it's literally in our living room. We would set up concert size speakers, a big ass amplifier, and she would like sing. And in a long time too, you know, like black churches always, even though she's white, treated it like a black church. And she would sing. For like 30 minutes, and then we all had to do the thing, like clapping and shit. My older brother and sister didn't have to come, and then she would do a whole service. But how she got us to not complain about so much is we would go to Ryan's Steakhouse afterwards, Bonanza, or one of these things. Like, oh, dude, we're about to eat though, so you know.
What is Bonanza?
Yeah, what's that?
It's like a Ponderosa.
It's a Ponderosa.
It's like Ryan's. It's like a buffet.
Ooh, I love Ryan's. I used to go there all the time.
Dude, Ryan's is the
shit. Cornbread was the shit there.
They've been closed for a while.
Yeah, I miss it.
That pandemic, I think, right?
Yeah. It was a little bit before. It was like 2017, I think.
Oh, okay.
Don't even question, bro.
Yeah,
he knows the year.
If it's dates,
I used to love that place. I used to eat there all the time.
What was your favorite thing to eat there, bro?
Cornbread.
Okay.
Yeah, the cornbread.
Good recipe.
I remember like it was yesterday, man. Like it was so good. And then they had some good steak and...
Yeah, hell yeah. prime rib. They would have
prime rib.
They would even, and then like the buffet was
hibachi
just like
sometimes.
Yeah, every other. Shit. You have Asian part. You got the American part. You got a fucking decked out dessert. I don't eat dessert, but they had everything that you would want in dessert. Damn, it was the shit.
I should have went there.
Oh yeah, the ice cream, man. I used to. You know me, man.
Soft serve strawberry. That's not everywhere.
That's a rarity. And you know what, dude? That's what I can appreciate. A fine establishment that goes the extra mile, dude. It's the little things.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Customer
experience. To Ryan's Steakhouse.
Hell yeah. What about Shoney's? You remember Shoney's?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was some good shit, man. That's how we found out my sister was coming that day.
Like, your mom was pregnant? Shoney,
She delivered the news that day.
Oh, saying that she was going to be born.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She softened you up with Shoney's. I just thought you meant coming to the place. I thought I was born more to the store.
That's some shit. No.
Well, I wasn't even saying that. I was just saying coming to, like coming to a place.
Oh, man, this is crazy. See, I don't know. We're digging the holes. I'm digging holes.
I love that movie. You seen Holes?
Oh, man.
It's a great movie.
I've seen the... I'm tired, Grandpa.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Last time was 2007. Other than that, I've never seen it, man. Mm. So basically, I have to watch it again. I know the dude from Transformers was on it.
Shia LaBeouf.
How you say it?
Shia LaBeouf.
Just do it.
Buff.
It's definitely not that.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, but you said LaBeouf.
Just do it.
Only one L, dude.
So what movies, you know, Kimberly Wilson.
Shout out, Kim.
Shout out. She's doing a podcast about movies. And then so you watch the movie and then you go in there and give her 5 timestamps and you guys talk about this movie. What would be your movies?
Well, should it be a movie I've already seen or a movie I've never seen?
Yeah, you want it to be your favorite movie or your guilty pleasure movie. The movie that the movie that you've watched the most. That's what I did. It would be something that you watch the most because you know it. If you watch something more than, you know, 20, 30 times, you know things that other people didn't notice.
There's no movie. I've never seen a movie 20
times. Really?
Probably not even 10.
Really?
No, I'm not. It's too much, man. I already know what happens.
Yeah, but that, like, some movies are layered. Mine is Scary Movie, the first one.
Yeah.
I could literally watch it. Every time it ever came on TV or every time I see it, I could watch it and find a new spot. I'm like, oh, dude, I didn't notice this. Like, if I tell you some of the scenes out there, I guarantee if you watched it right now and then tomorrow I pointed out these scenes, you'd be like, I had no idea that was happening because I've watched it so many times.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I can do that with TV shows. I can watch a TV show a whole bunch of times.
Really? Over and over again. But not a movie.
Not a movie. Because the movie is just too long in one sitting. And if I'm watching a movie, I'm not going to watch half of it now and half of it later. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, those new movies that are like 3 hours long.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But like 90s and early 2000 movies were like, oh, I guess you guys weren't born. But they were more like an hour and 30, hour and 45.
Yeah.
And then like the Titanic was like 2.5 hours, but it came in 2 different boxes.
Yeah. Wait, did you watch the Avengers, the Endgame?
Yeah, I watched it.
That was like, how?
But that's different. That's action pack. All the universe coming to a close right there. That's worth, it could have been 4 hours and I would have sat through that.
We've all drank enough Red 40 to enjoy it.
I'm going to watch it then. I'm going to watch it. I've seen the Civil War, but not that one.
So that guy, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
That is the one to watch.
Yeah. I've seen all of them but that. And Endgame.
Infinity War and Endgame are
the only ones you really need to watch.
Yeah, dude. And if you've seen Civil War, if you haven't, mm-hmm. even if you haven't seen the other Avengers, you seen Ultron.
Yep.
So that plays a big part in both.
That
of
one
those.
Was mid.
I seen all the Iron Man.
It was
I seen the Iron Man too. Yep. I remember when that came out.
Mm-hmm. And you seen when Spider Man came in. You seen the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, Batista's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
But Spider Man is the best. I was talking about this earlier with my uncle. I was like, dude, you know. The best Spider-Man was Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
OG.
That's the best. And he was like, what about Andrew Garfield? I was like, yeah, they're good, but that dude was the best.
Tobey was my... That's
that was my life back then, man. Like, I remember in 2007, back in the good old days, like back in the day, I used to have like the playset and all that shit, man. I was obsessed.
So did you watch Far From the new Spider-Man that came out with all of them?
I saw that one, yeah. Yeah, that was actually my that's where I saw my girl first date there.
Oh,
to see that. Huh? Yeah. Oh,
shit. Shout out Thana.
Let me give a little applause.
Love blossoming, dude.
Hell, I feel like that was one of the best movies they made.
Listen to me. There's no way. I mean, it was good, and when I saw it in theaters, it was even better. But like, watch it, it's okay. But Infinity War and Endgame of comic book movies, I don't think you can get better.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, because it's everything,
That took like years to create.
Over 10,
from,
right?
Like
15 years.
First Iron Man to that, like it was all building up to that one moment. That could probably never be even replicated. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
People want it too fast now.
Yeah, it was cool for what it was, but then all like the streaming and the TV shows that you got to watch, keep up with it. It's like, fuck.
I'm not watching all that shit.
Y'all got enough money, man.
Yeah.
Drop a movie once a year, mm-hmm. make $1 billion, and that's it.
And make it good.
Exactly.
Like, you guys know the recipe to make them good. And then I also think on those, they should have, after Endgame, that should have been the end of that universe. Because it's comics, and they keep on, no matter what comic you go read, the new one has nothing to do with the one that happened 15 years ago or the one that even happened in the series before. So why don't you just cut it all out, and then you rebuild the Avengers, or you know, this whole universe with all the new stuff that you got with X-Men, and you can do all this stuff, and you just leave, or you could just leave Avengers alone altogether, and you can just build up the X-Men, because that's just the biggest franchise, way bigger than the franchise than Avengers was. And then you got that Fantastic Four. It hasn't been able to been done good, but dude, how many fucking big bosses that you can bring in there and have them?
Well, they have what's his face from The Office play Mr. Fantastic.
Let me see. Yeah, because they're remaking it. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. John Krasinski.
Doctor Strange movie. Yeah.
It was a Doctor Strange, but it was pretty much her movie. Yeah, that movie pissed me off, too, because you could have just called it. That could have been just Scarlet Witch's movie. And how it's like a House of M where she just kills everybody, which she pretty much did. So why don't you just make the movie that? It had nothing really. I mean, Doctor Strange was like a side character in his own movie.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I'm over that. Like, I used to be really into it. I thought they'd be really cool. I'd go see all of them, but now I don't really. Who cares?
Yeah, we had a whole group of friends here. We would go see every woman that came out, but then they start
adults.
Yeah, adults. Yeah.
Adults.
Grown people. Plus 30 plus. We used to go do.
When Endgame came out, I went and watched it day of. It was crazy. Like, I was like almost gonna be late to the movie. And this guy turning into the movie theater drove across the grass median and into like three oncoming traffic lanes to get to the theater on time. Like, that's how big of a deal it was.
Damn.
It's wild, dude.
Damn.
Never seen. Bro, when Captain America picks up the fucking hammer, everybody went crazy, dude.
Yep.
And it was the same
thing
in Captain Marvel, because Nick Fury says something about Huntsville, Alabama. Like, Huntsville, Alabama gets brought up. Everybody went nuts.
Yeah.
Because it was like opening night. People went crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the first time we've been mentioned in anything.
Oh, yeah.
For a good reason. Alabama, when it's in the news, it's like Montgomery Brawl, some racial shit, IVF, and just it's like nobody wants that, dude. Yeah. Marvel, let's go.
Let's go. We're in the Marvel movies here in Huntsville, Alabama. God damn it.
I remember I saw Deadpool when it came out in theaters in 2015, I think. How old was I? Like 10, 12 years old?
2016.
I remember my uncle took me there on accident. He thought it was going to be like Spider-Man or something. After we watched it, he was like, just don't tell your mom. I was like, hell yeah, because dude, there were literally people making out in front of us and everything, like during the whole show. It was weird.
You was watching them?
Oh, you know it. Back in the day, my little ass was, told you, man, I didn't know. I never saw it in person. So I was like, it's crazy.
Movies are probably the best one.
Huh?
The Deadpool movies are probably the best superhero movie.
Oh, yeah, because they're
actually good. Mm-hmm. Like, they're funny. The story's good.
Yeah.
It's just good.
You going to see the new one with Wolverine in it?
Oh,
hell
sure.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm seeing it in the premiere, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm down
to
go.
Get a big group to go.
Yeah, I'm down.
We got to buy the tickets soon, and we got to buy the ones you can drink in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we know.
No, I'm just saying, because they're 21 and up, you don't have to deal with you don't have to deal with any kids.
True.
And then you go up there, they bring like food out to you. They got it in the bottom row too, where the kids, if there is any kids, they'll be, but you know, all in up there.
Segregated.
Yeah, dude.
Separate but equal.
I don't have to deal with that shit.
It's fucked
no
up.
Crying.
Come on, man.
Hell,
no, it's messed up, dude. It's ages.
I don't want to have a kid. Daddy, what's happening? You know? He's like, what's happening? What's happening there? Who is that? Who is that? I don't want to have to hear that.
Dude, I never want to hear Dom say daddy ever again. Dude, that was terrible.
What?
Dude, I can't fine. What you, the context was fine, dude. It just sounded terrible. Maybe there is an appropriate moment for a teacher to scratch their nails on a chalkboard to get the class's attention. That doesn't mean you want to hear it, dude. It doesn't mean you want to hear the sound. I'm sorry for all our audio listeners, dude. You should get a neti pot and put bleach in it.
Hey, that threw me off. You remember that meme where that dude was like, that word, chill?
Brandon, it's
you daddy. You can say that.
Fine, fuck it. Daddy, chill.
Yeah.
What the fuck is even
that? Yeah, what the hell is even that? What
was that from, man?
I don't know.
That dude was legit. I seen it was on a Snapchat thing or something.
Pull it up, though, because my boys all say I look like the dude who said that. Oh, daddy, chill.
Not really, damn, bro.
Look at it.
You got to hear it.
Not from my memory, at least.
And then go to
you video. Did not right. Video. Oh, well.
Go to video.
I don't look like that. A little bit.
If you're a web designer, here are 4 Wix Studio features you gotta know.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, you gotta start muting that.
My yard.
Oh yeah, mute that.
No, but you good.
Harvey,
daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that?
My name is Tim.
That reaction is so good.
It's so good, dude.
Oh, is that real? Was that? That's. I feel like that's totally script.
No, because look, this is him for real right here.
Yeah.
Or I go by Tiffany Jade, which is the girl voice, aka Daddy Chill. You see, that's me. I've been doing YouTube for about a few years. The video, the original video that the Daddy Chill was on, McJuggernugget. Do you know who McJuggernugget says? It was on his channel. Right. It was like a 30-minute long.
There we go.
All right. What? But.
Dom's over.
That motherfucker said daddy chill. That's hilarious. I love
that. Was good.
Yeah. That was an all-time classic, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. Remember that as a kid. It's funny.
That's crazy. When he says things like that, I'm like, dude, I was like at least 32.
Brandon speaks like a geriatric. Like he's what's old that? As shit.
Oh, yeah, my old soul, man.
Yeah, we can tell, dude.
Like, I remember I was talking about, what would they call Men at Work?
Mm-hmm.
You were like, Brandon, you know about this shit? I'm like, dude, I can go to a nursery. Nursing
he goes deep
home.
In his bag.
I can who go to a nursing home and somebody now? Play some fucking, what's that dude's name?
Who could it be?
Did the bebop shit. What was his name? What was his name?
Bismarcky?
Not Bismarcky.
You got to look like Bismarcky.
Oh, fuck. No, man. No.
Yeah, I can see it.
Damn.
But this was like Cab Calloway in the 30s. I could be like, oh, that shit's a banger, man. On that
he does have an old soul, man.
Yeah, he does.
He's got that recycled
shit.
Soul.
I love jazz,
you know, like the shit you get, it's like 5 times recycled in a little thing. That's Brandon, dude. He's 7 times recycled. Soul cycle.
Oh, shit.
I did all that for that. It wasn't very good. I'm sorry. Pull damn. Up the picture of this. Yeah, that's Brandon.
Oh, fuck, man. Damn.
We make mistakes and we grow. This is what the podcast is about.
Yeah, I can see it.
I can do Brandon. Look. We got to get you some of these chains, man. What is on that? Is that a scorpion?
Wait, that looked like a spider. Hold on. Maybe this is a better one. Yes, that's a scorpion. Mm-hmm. You are exactly
hell
right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What is that? DNA link chain?
What's that mean? What's that?
What, DNA?
Oh, shit. My bad. Hold on. I thought it was like a brand or something when you said that. You're like, man, is it the DNA link?
The double helix link.
I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. When they say you just a friend, I'm not going to say it all, but we don't know.
He's just a friend.
He died?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's dead.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea, man.
Yeah. I forgot what happened. Why did I say it like that?
64. He wasn't that old.
No, 64 is not old, man. You got a little bit older with that.
How old is Sam? Let me search.
Wait, so 1964.
57?
He was in his 50s because he would have been turning 60 this year.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Brandon his dates, man.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
Yeah. It's because of like when your age comes, I'm like, okay, so 10 years from that, good. There we go. Woo. We get
It makes sense to him.
Yeah.
And that's really all
that's
that matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah. You're the only one that has to make sense to.
Participation.
Dude, Brandon's got an insane amount of just mental schemas that we can't even comprehend, dude.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Oh, God.
They've been saying this since, like, first grade, bro. Like,
damn, they hit you with that in first grade.
The teacher's like, man, there's something up with that dude's mind. That's crazy. We
I
don't
believe
know what
that.
It is. Mm-hmm. Put him in the special room. That's where I went. And they were trying to, like, force me to draw on the, what was it? What was that thing where you draw on the line? They're like, make sure you get on the line, Brandon. I'd be messing up. They're like, make sure
coloring?
No, you know when you, what is it? When you draw on them words. Like just what we gonna draw?
Oh, just like hit practice, yeah, writing.
Like when you writing on the straight line, like they would pull me out because I don't know if they didn't approve of how I did it, but they're like, Brian, you got to get it on there straight. I'm like,
come on. Well, it's probably just been to like that.
Cause I was going all up and like, yeah, even if I draw now, you'll still see some weird shit.
Aren't you left-handed though?
Yes, I'm left-handed.
Southpaw, dude.
Yeah, dude. Southpaw's cool. That's really good. It's a gift. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift, dude.
You hit him with that left hook?
Yes.
You could be a good first baseman for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Left-handed.
What's that, baseball?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. You learn something new every day.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. It could have been hockey for all I know. We're learning.
Yeah.
There's bases.
There's bases in hockey.
Brandon, what would be your favorite sport to play professionally?
Play professionally? UFC, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. But besides UFC, like a sport with a ball.
Oh, for ball? Oh, okay. We got to do balls.
We're always doing balls.
Always.
Since we're picking the balls, man, we got to do basketball.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
What is your NBA comparison?
NBA comparison?
Well, who does your game resemble?
Yeah.
Because our last guest, Matthew Lumbra, he wants us to play basketball.
Oh, yeah. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. And Brandon, so who's your NBA comparison, dude?
Okay. So a combination of Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm pretty sure you don't play like Shaquille O'Neal or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay,
I can see the sky hook.
Because I'm really good with defense, and then I go in there and like I'm good with the layups.
He's got post game.
Yes, that's what I do. I got run.
You got post moves, or do you have layups?
I do layups.
Yeah, it's not post moves.
Well, and I can do some stuff. He's got good animations, I'm sure.
And I can do some mid shots like midway.
Mid range,
Sean Livingston.
Hey, that's MJ.
Sean Livingston.
Mid range game.
Yeah, mid range of defense. Somehow, I don't believe that you're good at defense. I believe you're good at shooting.
You'll see, man. Because, dude, that's my specialty, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, when I go down there, like, dude, the defense is good. And that's the one.
I think a crossover would literally break your ankles.
You'll see, man. Challenge X.
I think one crossover and you're falling.
Oh, you'll see, man. Hey,
Matthew DM'd me and said, if Brandon crosses me, I'm killing myself.
Okay. All right. Well, get the guns loaded. Don't get no guns loaded.
We don't support suicide.
No, we don't.
College, too.
Just the hotline.
Unless.
Yeah.
Huh?
Unless Brandon crosses you over. Then maybe you need to do whatever you need to do.
No, man. It's quite common.
Everybody's journey is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours might end today.
Mm-hmm. You'll see, man. Then be some crossed up people in there, man. Like,
bodies on the floor.
Yep, yeah, they're going to be up.
Brandon, also
everybody just saw that. There's not a chance in hell.
The only person we've seen fall is you, Brandon. Yeah. And there was nothing. You were just going straight. That's
you'll see. You'll see, man.
Being straight is hard for some people.
So yeah. What's the teams again? It's me. Is it me and you versus?
No, you. How you trying to pick JJ now? Well, you always said it's me and JJ.
Then it's me and Jake, right?
Yeah, but
sure.
But Matthew has to be in it now.
Okay, then me and
Matthew. So we need to find somebody a third teammate.
Yeah, Matthew needs to find a third teammate because I really want Brandon and Jake just to beat.
Brandon
just
and
to murder them.
Okay.
Like they won't score a point.
Challenge accepted. We're going to train, man. I know you're watching right now. We're going to get this on that day.
I won't touch a basketball until the day of the game.
Oh, man. All right. You're going to be surprised.
I won't either because it ain't going to matter because that sucks. It ain't gonna matter if I shoot.
Dom's gonna set the nastiest screens.
Beastly.
Imagine having the Great Wall of China in between you and the first guard. You're
so close to the Titanic. Pull up. What the fuck?
We're gonna call it the Butterbean screen.
It's Brandon said I'm built like the Titanic. He ain't shit.
Titanic sunk.
Oh fuck. Hey, so we got some exciting news. We're putting this together for the live podcast. I know we mentioned it. Last episode or two episodes ago, who fucking knows? We said something about it, but like we're planning it out. We're gonna have fucking some shit. We're gonna have skits in there, live and pre-planned. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have crowd participation,
special guests, bucket pools,
pie in the face.
Oh yeah, you throw it whoever you want. Us three.
Yeah, do it as hard as you want, as long as it's done.
Yeah.
You know
what?
Hell dog.
It's pie.
Do not hit me hard. In fact,
I can see it. Yeah, you fuck that. Oh shit.
We might have to limit people who we see a certain name. Like, oh no, they can't sign up.
No, come sign up with me.
Cross
up. I'll put you on there five times.
You'll get
that. That I know this is, but that might be a thing. Maybe we should campaign. Like, you should pie the other person because.
Yeah.
Remember that time I loaned you $5? Remember that time, you know, I drove you to this open mic? Well, then, that's probably dumb, honestly. I'm probably getting pied. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah. I need everybody I helped out to come through there and pie these motherfuckers in the face.
Then I have people come for me. I'm like, oh, y'all here to help? No, we here to pie you in the face.
I'm going to make a personal pitch right now. Sci-Fi, think of all the things that he has done to you.
Man. Oh, wow. What about
exact
that?
Your revenge right here. I'll never call you Sci-Fi Got Jokes ever again if you just hit him as hard as you can with the pot.
Yeah, he has done some roast, man. You gotta get
it. First of all, he's roasted me way more than I've roasted him. I literally said he got jokes. Yeah, he got jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be tearing your ass up too, bro.
I know.
Be tearing you up and Pat. He'd be fucking Pat. I know. They haven't. Pat's starting to come around more now, but I love to see them two in the room because you know you're going to laugh so hard that you're going to fall out of your seat, and Pat's not going to react at all for some reason. He's going to act like it's not being said, like the craziest jokes are not being said about him. He'll just turn to the next person and start
talking. I love
it. Oh, shit. And, actually, it'll be on this episode. Yeah. What do you think's going on in the news right now?
Shit, I don't know, but I know somebody who does.
You know somebody?
I do. Well,
let's see what Dan Price has to say about the news.
Our new news correspondent, Dan Price.
Shit. Let's go.
Pay the price. It's Dan Price. It's DP, dude.
Hell yeah.
DP, pay the price.
We finna rap? We finna freestyle up in here?
Okay, play it. DP, play that beat, right?
Yeah. Hey. Dan Price in the field. Come around and they going with the shield.
Hey.
We're going to win this game in the...
Winner.
Hold on. hold up. My bad. Dan Price, we're going to get this win. He going to come in there and be the anchor man. Go around like the man with the plan.
Hey.
With the big old tan and he getting down there. And his name is Dan.
Let's go.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. This is the Moonshine News Report. I'm Dan Price. President Biden gave the State of the Union address before Congress this week. In a speech, he highlighted his successes in office, including infrastructure spending, combating piracy in the Red Sea, and staying awake late enough to give the State of the Union address. To compete with Amazon and Target, Walmart announced a new same-day delivery service this week. Executives said for a $10 fee, shoppers can bring the full Walmart experience to their front door. Those same executives were quick to add, might want to lock that front door. Robert Kennedy Jr. has approached NFL quarterback and human COVID-19 incubator Aaron Rodgers to be his vice presidential running mate in 2024. The move is part of his campaign pledge to make America choke in the playoffs again. In a letter to the NCAA this week, the NAACP is urging black athletes to avoid playing collegiate sports in Florida due to Ron DeSantis' newly implemented anti-DEI policies, referring to diversity, equity, and inclusion. The NAACP made no mention of other states with similar anti-DEI policies, such as Alabama and Texas, because, unlike Florida, those schools win. The armorer on the movie set of Rust was convicted of involuntary manslaughter this week for the on-set shooting death of the film's cinematographer. The shooting has been described as a tragedy and continues to make headlines nearly 3 years after the incident because it didn't take place in a school. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley ended her campaign this week after losing 14 of 15 states in the Super Tuesday primaries. It was the worst beating administered by Trump supporters since they bludgeoned a police officer with a fire extinguisher on January 6th. In response to numerous guest complaints, Airbnb is prohibiting use of indoor security cameras in all of its properties. Going forward, Airbnb will only allow outdoor security cameras, indoor listening devices, spoofed Wi-Fi routers, DNA collection by cleaning staff, physical peepholes in showers, and surprise rape dungeons lurking behind that one door that's always locked in every Airbnb. For the Moonshine News Report, I'm Dan Price.
And we're back, dude. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Everything he said was 100% true.
Factual.
Credible source.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what he said.
That's some good shit, though.
All right, so, Brandon, I really want to know what you think inside baseball means.
Okay. So, second, they were just talking about, and then the inside baseball. So, I'm confused now. I'm like, it's not baseball.
What do you think it means?
Baseball's not inside, dude.
I'm going to be honest, when you say inside baseball, I thought that was some weird sexual shit.
Okay, explain what you thought.
Like, I thought somebody like, man, I got the inside baseball now, so you just go in there and get inside a hole or something.
You know what? I kind of understand because sexual like talk is like got to first.
Yeah, like some weird slang.
Okay, yeah.
So it's somewhat related.
Okay, yeah.
I can see how those wires cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird, man.
Shout out to Charlie. Weird. Wouldn't be the first time I stole from you, bud.
Like Charlie can. I love calling that.
Charles Fisherman.
Charles Swisher.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. I think that's all for us, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It was a good time.
Yep. It's good.
Good time.
Having fun. Do these open mics. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And we got a good guest today. Who
very
we got?
Yes. One of the hardest working comedians in North Alabama area.
Yep.
Yes.
Carson Elmore.
Hey.
This week's featured comedian.
Hey y'all, how's it going? My name is Carson Elmore, and I did my taxes today. Yeah. Hell yeah! Y'all don't forget to do that. It's like you get 5 more days, so wrap it up. When you do your taxes, you gotta look at all the jobs you worked the last year. And y'all, last year I worked at Bucky's. It was the 9 worst days of my life. But now, I don't really know how they're going to keep selling beaver nuts when they don't have a trans guy working there. You know what I mean? Where are they going to get their materials? Alright, guys. Guys, like I said, I'm not like other girls. I'm a trans man. I'm the only person who said that in middle school and meant it. Yeah, my mom's like, there are no signs. I kept telling you from ages 12 up. Not like other girls, Mom. That's on you. Alright, guys, I am a gay trans man that lives with his parents in Alabama, right? So the collar's not for show, I'm a genuine masochist, okay? Living with my parents is fun sometimes, I guess. It's a little complicated, our relationship's complicated, okay? On the one hand, I am the something never had, so they love me for that. On the other hand, I killed their daughter. Yeah. And I really got her. But she was ruining my life, okay? Carson, why don't you ever want to hang out with Grandma? Because she keeps trying to necromance that bitch I killed. You know what I mean? That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
JJ, we got a real special guest today, don't we?
We got a very special guest today.
Who it?
Today we have... I almost just said his name right off the bat. That's not how you introduce somebody. Today we have the host of the 2-2 Tuesdays open mic at Cards and Current.
Hell yeah.
Current and Cards.
In Decatur. Also the main producer of Night Camp, the comedy show at Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Shout out
Kim. And somebody who, when I came into the comedy scene, was very cool with me and was already killing like 15-minute sets. Give it up for Carson Elmore.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's nice to be here.
Hell yeah. So how you doing today?
I'm actually doing pretty good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. That's a good day. So, we like to start off with sometimes. What got you into comedy?
Regrettably, Louis C.K.
Okay.
R.I.P. that guy. My dad told me recently that people forget, and that's why he's like back.
yeah, for sure.
But I'm not over it. That was fucked up, dude. So you've heard it here first. Me and Louis C.K. still on site.
They got active beef.
Hell yeah.
Active beef. Do Louis not better watch out. It'll be over. But yeah, I just really love, dark humor. I'm a big Mark Maron fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big WTF listener, so shout out, Mark.
That's really the podfather, right?
He is the podfather. Truly, because he was in radio before he did podcasts. So he's a true, veteran of the audio platform. I got really into, stuff like Jon Stewart Daily Show stuff, Stephen Colbert type stuff. Where people did comedy that tried to, serve a purpose that was, informative, but also, acknowledged how bad things were. I think that's really important when you do comedy, is to be like, wow, dude, isn't life just the worst? How are we doing this every day? But I guess we keep doing it, keep seeing you every week. It's like church for the ungodly comedy. So that's why I got into it, I guess.
Yeah. Life's hard. Life's a rough bastard. And, people pointed out, it's nothing wrong with you. Like John Oliver?
Oh, yeah. I'm big.
See, that's my role, dog. I think that the Daily Show should have went straight to John if they could have got him.
Well, yeah, but I kind of love what John Oliver has done with what he has now.
It's way better because it's HBO.
Yes, HBO. They let him do a lot more than I think they would have done. And I kind of I do like Trevor Noah a lot. I think Trevor Noah kind of got the short end of the stick with the Daily Show. He should have just gotten his own show. It shouldn't have been the Daily Show thrust upon him, because the Daily Show is an institution. And they should have, I agree with you, that it should have been somebody that had been on the show for a while.
Yeah. Roy Wood.
Roy Wood Jr. Should be the host right now,
Do you know a lot about Roy Wood Jr.?
I've seen, clips.
He's a Birmingham guy.
He's funny.
He's from Alabama.
For real?
Yeah, he's a Birmingham guy.
And did you start comedy in Birmingham?
Yeah, that's where I started. I started at Cahaba. It's a bar in Birmingham. Brooks Bell is the comedian that runs that. He got me on there. I was dating a comedian. I was finally fucking funny. And I was going to his mics and stuff, and I was like, I could probably do this. And so I got drunk enough to do it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the first time was really fun. First time doing comedy was awesome, because I actually, it's the first time you're getting to do everything that you've ever written.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Your whole life. You can do it all in that 5 minutes. So you got the best of your whole life in that first 5 minutes. So that is so exhilarating and so fun. And that's what I think everybody should try it once. Because I think it's a really good experience. It's really cathartic. Getting to laugh about your mistakes with other people, which is really what I think the kind of personal storytelling comedy that I lean into and that I really enjoy does. I think that's really important. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it. I mean, there's no better feeling than to get a laugh from a crowd. Everybody's in there
like the relief.
Oh, man.
The relief. That's what I really like about the sort of dark humor, is you get to you can really build the tension up. You have a great example with that, JJ, actually, of your trans bathroom joke, which I will admit to you. You did something that I don't normally love and I don't normally support, but I appreciate where you were coming from, and I really appreciate your intention, because I knew it was a good intention, and that's why I didn't say anything about it at the time. But you asked me if it was okay. I think that puts a lot of onus on individual trans people to represent their whole community, which is a really diverse community, and that I don't want to say, yes, this joke is okay, because I don't know how it affects every person in the trans community. But I do like your trans joke, because you do, you build the tension, but you don't take it at the expense of trans people. So that's why your
that's
joke
the line
is
you got to walk.
It's when you are deliberately doing it at the expense of individuals that it becomes a real problem.
He always asks me about black people, and I just say it. I said, say that hard, RJ.
No,
say it when you go up there. Next time.
When I get to that point, I'm not asking any questions. Dude. I'm letting it rip, dude. No. But it's just and I'm sure you've also had this experience. Just growing up in Alabama, I didn't personally know any trans people until I got into college. I was already somewhat old.
Yeah.
I knew like vaguely of the idea of trans people, but I didn't meet like a trans person in my like day-to-day life until I was in college. But I went to what I call a historically lesbian university at the University of Montevallo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, we got that right here.
Go Falcons. Yeah. Falcon up, as we like to say.
That's good.
We don't play football though. We have undefeated football champions since 1893, I think. Because we have competitive musical theater for homecoming.
For real?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And we have it's the oldest homecoming tradition in the U.S. It's on Jeopardy. So.
Oh, nice.
What do you mean competitive?
So the entire school splits into purple side and gold side. So those are like the school's colors.
Okay.
And so they split in two, and the two teams have to, from scratch, create a one-act musical. So they have to write, produce, act in, perform, direct, do everything for it, top to bottom, within, I think it's like a 4-month period. Okay. They just have to like make it happen. All the costumes have to be hand created by students. It's all students. Wow. And then at the end of it, the school gets 2 one-act musicals that are about the traditions of the school, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're incredible because a lot of these people are like, Montevallo is a pretty like established theatrical school, so a lot of these people like go on to be like pretty big names in the theater world.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see like their early stuff, but it also has all this inside jokes about what it is to be a Montevallo student. They always have like special jokes about the campus and different traditions at the school, and they're incredible. Like, they're really well done.
So you were a theater kid?
I was a theater kid, I guess. Yeah.
Did you go to college for theater?
No. I went to college initially to do communications. Radio broadcasting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I got really into layout design and graphic design in some of my earlier media studies classes. And so I did that for a while. And then it was like 2015.
Okay.
So I got really whipped up with the politics stuff. So I got a political science degree in the end. And I have a PR minor. So.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
I've been working 12 years to get a degree. Still working on it. But it's going to come one day.
Well, you know what? I have a degree and I work at a card and coffee shop. So, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. And you got good shows going out there. You just told us about the 90s karaoke, or late, is it late 2000? I mean, early 2000s?
No, it's going to be 90s karaoke. Ooh, this time.
Okay.
Well, actually, so the next one is like Lucky Songs. So like Up All Night to Get Lucky, stuff like that, for St. Patrick's Day. Uh-huh. And then it's going to be 90s after that. And then we're doing a hyper pop one at the end of the month.
What's hyper pop?
Hyper pop is like, do you know Marina and the Diamonds?
Yeah.
Do you know like what is it? I don't know how many geckos there are. This is embarrassing to be asked. 10,000 geckos? 100 million geckos? It's a lot of geckos.
Is that a group?
It's a band.
Oh, okay.
They're, I would say, a hyper-pop band. It's like really like kind of techie, intense pop music.
Oh, okay.
Repetitive. It has a lot of like, I don't know, mechanical sound type stuff. It's fun.
Okay.
I don't know how many geckos. I feel really
dumb. Dumb. You got to go listen to 100. Prima Donna
Girl. It's only 100 gecks. It's only 100 gecks.
I remember these
people. I way overestimated how many geckos there were.
Oh, they were.
But they're, I would say that they're
kind of. Go to songs list.
They're kind of a hyper pop band, I would say. They have that stupid horse song.
Ooh. I remember that one.
I'm a big fan. I'm not. I don't even remember their name. I didn't even know how many gecks there were. But
it's been a while.
In 2019, I was really into the gecks. How many gecks there were. I think there have been. See, okay, look how many. There's different gecks, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see 10,000.
So there have been 10,000. There have been 10,000 gecks.
They're multiplying.
The gecks are, they're loose.
What's the song you said I need to hear?
Prima Donna Girl.
Yeah, Prima Donna Marina Girl by Marina and the Diamonds is a great song.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bubblegum Bitch is probably my favorite.
I like that one.
Crazy.
Bubblegum
I'm probably
bitch.
Gonna like this.
Oh, shit.
My sister got me really into this her name is, yeah, she has since changed her name to Jess Marina. But back in 2012, she had the diamonds. She's just dropped them.
Oh, she looks like Madonna in that lower right. Or is that Madonna?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that looks just like
Madonna. Might be just me. That is Madonna. That is Madonna. Okay.
Yeah, that's just an inspirational pose.
It's good inspiration.
Yeah. You like Madonna?
Me? Oh, yeah. I told you, I love 80s.
Yeah, he was just talking about all the 80s music that he likes right before you got here.
Have you seen that meme about the person that thought the word pre-Madonna just meant before Madonna?
For real?
They didn't know who the pre-Madonna was.
I also thought that term was like had something to do with Madonna. Like, is she a notorious like drama queen or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's where she got her name from, is the Madonna. Yeah.
The Madonna, that's you know the Madonna. From Jesus, from
this is a biblical thing.
Jesus' mom. Jesus's mom is the Madonna.
Oh, I didn't know that. The only thing I knew about Madonna was when I was a kid, they had Kids Bop CDs and Happy Meals and Holiday by Madonna. Like they did a children's cover of that. So that's really all I know. And then I saw her like make out with Drake on stage when I was in like eighth grade.
They didn't have a children's cover of Like a Virgin. They're messing out.
I remember those days.
Not those kids. With those executives.
I've seen some dark stuff lately. Did you guys read the I'm Glad My Mom Died?
Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, yeah.
Jeanette McCurdy
that.
Book. It was good, y'all. Mm. It was good. And on Spotify,
who was Jeanette McCurdy?
Jeanette McCurdy played Sam.
From iCarly.
Okay, I that's after me.
Famous Nickelodeon TV show.
Okay. I know iCarly, though.
She and Ariana Grande had a show together called Sam and Cat, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they hated each other.
I used to watch.
They did not
Michael.
Like each other.
Oh, so it is Carly.
Yeah.
No, it's not Carly.
That's Sam.
Not Carly.
Sam.
Okay,
she's
okay.
The other girl. Carly was Miranda Cosgrove.
Yep. Miranda Cosgrove. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Probably fuck that girl.
Yeah. You know, I sent a letter to them as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, well, like in 2009, I was like, oh, listen, so 1, 2, 3. Four,
I definitely had a crush on Miranda Cosgrove when I was a kid. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
She seemed like she was really cool. Like, I mean, she pranked her brothers all the time.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was cool. And then when she got iCarly, she had a web show. Everybody wanted a web show when iCarly had a web show.
Yes.
Have you seen
So it was show? Really a web show?
Oh, yeah.
It was
dude.
A web show. No, it was a Nickelodeon show, but on the show, she was the
show
host
of
show.
A web show.
But they had
okay,
a website.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They did have a website, and you could play mini games and stuff on it.
Oh, okay.
Kind of fun.
Have you seen the conspiracy theory about Drake and Josh and iCarly is in the same universe?
Mm-mm. Well, they did have an episode, like, bit, actually, where they had, I think it was Drake, walk in and be like, talking to her like she was what was that kid's name on
the sister
Megan.
I forgot
Megan.
Let me see. Yeah Megan.
Yeah
it was a he just was talking to her like she was Megan and everybody was like who what are you
that's hilarious. I never saw that. That is hilarious.
But I mean it would be crazy if Spencer is his name on
iCarly
but
Crazy Steve.
Crazy Steve. It would be crazy if Crazy Steve was Spencer. That would be wild.
He like kidnapped his little sister.
Multi-personality.
Leaning too far
away.
You
could take it out. If you want to take it out, you could take it out too.
I don't know.
And hold up.
I don't think that sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Nah, you know.
Sit up, work on my posture. There's Crazy Steve.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
What I remember most about Crazy Steve is there's a spring break episode where they're all at Drake and Josh's house and they're watching TV and he's watching Dora the Explorer and he is like yelling at the television like angry, like visibly angry, and that's all whenever I think about him, that's what I think of. It's just angry Dora the Explorer.
I love Steve, man. Did you watch this stuff, Tom?
No.
This was I knew
Brandon. We're young.
Young. You have to understand how old. Yeah. This was way after.
This was genuinely good television.
No.
It was good shit.
They ran over Oprah in the show.
They did run over Oprah. But think about what was happening to these kids behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Schneider.
These are the guys
So Dan Schneider won the Achievement Award from Nickelodeon in like that era, in 2008 or something. Mm-hmm. And the only other person to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from Nickelodeon is Optimus Prime in 2023. So they were like, we gotta do some damage control on Lifetime Achievement.
Is
so
he the bad one? Or
he's
the one
he's bad.
This guy has, I'm just gonna say it, this guy has a foot fetish that he pushes onto teenagers via his television
shows.
They
were barefoot in the show so much.
Yeah, he was constantly getting teen girls and teen boys to be barefoot on television.
But doesn't he look like I would guess him.
Yeah, but... he even had the foot.
That's the ultimate foot fetish, bro.
Oh, my God. Is that really?
No. Is the big toe a hot tub?
I think the big toe is the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Dan Schneider TV show starter pack.
Let's see this what is like is. A known thing. Shit. This isn't even like a conspiracy. This is like
known thing. But also, he's just gross.
He's not working around not any of that shit now, right?
Oh, no.
No, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that he's not allowed to talk to children.
Yeah.
But it is dark that he was like in charge of a lot of the shows I watched when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It is pretty dark. And not just him. They've been doing a lot of documentary type stuff about Nickelodeon during that time, and he's just like one of a lot of people.
I haven't seen that. Has that already came out?
I heard that it has come out. I've only seen clips. Apparently Leonardo DiCaprio worked with a guy that ended up being like a child sex offender. So
if I'm a parent, I ain't let my kid.
Little baby kid Leonardo DiCaprio, they had like
my kid ain't
footage
going around
of them
weird,
behind the scenes stuff, and I'm like, that's so dark, that's harsh. I hate that.
It's wild. Those people always seem to end up in those positions though. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hollywood stuff is that's like Louis C.K. like, what are you gonna, you're gonna make women watch your jack off just to do 5 minutes on your show? What the who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah. they're all like, it seems like when they get to a certain level of famousness or success, they all turn weird.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder if you should just give some of that money to people who need it, because it's turning your brain into mush.
Oh, they ain't gonna do that.
Making you sick.
You know, damn what ain't
I know
that.
They ain't doing that.
Hey, no way.
Wait, that's why Andrew we should Carnegie, take dude. It. That's why we should take it from them.
It's a good idea.
Once they get to
revolution.
Once they get to a certain level that they can fulfill all of their needs, what are they using it for? Evil. They're
status.
Using it for evil.
Yeah.
This idea has been around for a while, dude.
Yeah, I know.
We were doing something in class the other day in the 19th, I think this was the early 30s. A dude named Huey Long. He had this idea that after you got $1 million, you can't have any more money than $1 million. That gets redistributed into community like welfare programs and stuff. You can have $1 million and you can have a whole bunch of yachts and houses and shit. You just can't have more than $1 million.
In cash.
That was at that time, you know, so adjusted to today, that's like way more purchasing power.
Yeah.
I just don't think they should just be getting to build rockets to send themselves and a couple other people into space for no reason. I think that's wild. Pretty dumb. Waste of resources, I think.
I'm real anti-space, dude. I don't like
space.
I like space, but
I'm
I don't think
space.
I think we should go to space as a global community. It shouldn't be like these individual nations going to space. I think that's weird.
So they already fuck shit up down here.
We're a human. Yeah, we're a human race when we go to space, guys. We gotta stick together.
For real.
We don't know what's out there. We can create new types of racism out there, guys. But we gotta stick together. Spacism, yeah.
You said, am I going to space?
Are you going to space, Brandon?
Am I going to space? If I had an opportunity to go to space. No, man.
If you had a free ride like William Shatner and all them did.
But he sounded sad, dog.
He didn't like it.
He did not have a good time.
That's not just him. Like a lot of
they
astronauts
went.
And stuff say that.
Yeah, they let William Shatner go to like the edge of space, right where you're like weightless and stuff and you can see the world.
They had a couple of them.
And he was like, I did not like it.
Said he felt empty.
He felt hollow inside.
Yeah, hollow, yeah.
It's probably pretty lonely, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
I saw this one picture one time and it blew my mind. It was like an astronaut who was on the moon or in some spacecraft took a picture of the Earth, and he was like, everybody that's ever lived and died is in this photo except for me.
That's so cool.
Damn. Oh.
That's so scary.
It's wild. Damn. All of human history.
And nobody can hear you scream.
No, yeah, it's not for me. I'm a real Earth
guy. I like imagining it, but I don't think I'd like to be in it.
So you wouldn't, if they said a free trip, just like they did, you wouldn't go?
I think I would go I think I would go just because it would be very cool.
Yeah.
And I did, but that was like when I think back on like the first thing I really wanted to be when I was a kid, it was an astronaut. Because, you know, we're in Huntsville.
Yeah.
We're, it was a space city. That's why we think we're better than the rest of Alabama when we are not.
I've only been a couple places. I won't speak for all of Alabama, but it's definitely
quieter.
Better than Montgomery.
It's just quieter.
Montgomery
here.
Might be the worst city I've ever been to in the entire of America.
Well, I've been to much worse places than Montgomery.
Well, that's a city. I mean, that's technically a city, not a town. You've been to worse than that?
I've been to worse than Montgomery. But this is Alabama. You can go to the worst just by throwing a rock. You can be true. There in a second. You can accidentally miss an exit and be in the wrong side of the state.
That's what I'm hearing about Coleman and Arab.
Yes, do not go to Coleman if you don't have an explicit reason.
Mm-hmm. Unless you got to go to Rock the South.
I learned.
And telling people where you are going to be the whole time. You know, like, send somebody your location the whole time because you don't want to get caught alone in Coleman.
Yeah, that's like a for real sundown town.
Mm-hmm. For real.
I stay away from them. Like, some
and
people like to go.
It sucks, dog, because I love Birmingham, for real. Like, I love Birmingham. And Huntsville, it's fine. I'm starting to come around on Huntsville. I'll be honest with you. If it was more walkable, I'd like Huntsville a lot more. It's very unwalkable. Yes, but okay, 2027.
Yeah, true.
So, do I want to stay here for that long? I don't know.
Why
would I wait 3 years like to take a walk? I don't know.
A 5 mile walk.
I could take that long of a walk in Birmingham today.
True.
Well, not only do you like to walk.
I'm a walker. I'm a runner.
Yeah, you're a runner.
I'm a track star.
I know we got some stuff.
I was a track star.
Well, what'd you do? You did a lot of. Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. Running.
Hit me.
5K, 10K, marathons.
I have not done a marathon.
No. Okay.
I've yet to run a marathon.
Well, Jack said all that shit.
My parents are marathon runners.
You had some solid times as a teenager.
Solid times as a teen. What does that mean?
Like marathon times?
Yeah,
marathon.
I had some pretty good run times.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I didn't run a lot of 10Ks. I mostly ran 5Ks when I was a cross-country runner. But I didn't like the distance, actually. I liked track. I liked speed, running for speed. I still do that. I still that's kind of like my drunk and rowdy behavior is if I'm at a bar at close, I'll challenge people to races in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I will win.
Do you beat Brandon in a race?
I think I could beat Brandon in a race because when I am drunk, I go really hard. Because I already have I already get a runner's high from running. Like I already push myself harder than I really need to when I'm running because I get the endorphin rush. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm drunk, I don't have the inhibition to even try to stop myself. So I go pretty fast.
Do you run every day?
No.
No?
And honestly, I haven't run in a long time until recently. Like I ran that 10 miles. That was the most I've run in probably years.
You ran 10 miles
last weekend.
That's wild.
That's so
great. I really walked most of it. Let's be clear. I walked most of those miles, but I did run. I definitely ran some of those miles.
Doing anything for 10 miles. Let me tell you something.
I don't even want to drive 10 miles.
Me either.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I'd run that track many, many, many times before. My dad has actually been the race director of the Delano 12-hour for 18 years. This was the 18th year. This is the first time I actually participated, though. Most of the time, I've just been supporting it, cheering people on or helping my dad set things up or stuff.
Was he a big runner?
Oh yeah, he and my mom are both big runners. They're the ultra marathoners. They run further than a marathon. Like my mom did
further than a marathon.
My mom did a 50K, which is 31 miles, I think, because 5K versus a 50K. And then my dad does stuff 100-mile races and stuff.
That's crazy.
What are you saying?
Wow.
What do you mean? What am I saying?
How long does
100-mile races?
Hours.
It's a lot.
Days.
That's days.
My dad has done also a thing where he ran the length and width of the state of Alabama for different causes and stuff. Yeah.
It's wild.
Wow.
I don't want to.
Hold up.
My parents are never going to hear this, so it's okay for me to say this. They do it because they didn't have access to mental health care as children.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's their version of mental health. It's to run away from their problems. Yeah. I also think it's a really religious thing. Mm. Like, the Bible has a lot of stuff about running the race that the Lord has set for you and stuff like that. So that, it's a Christian thing to kind of try to do endurance and fasting type challenges to kind of try to understand the sacrifice of Jesus. Okay. So that's why they do it, I think, is for religious piety. Religious piety and lack of access to mental health care. That's what it is. What an impressive reaction to those problems. They get hurt sometimes.
Is it after everyone or just sometimes?
They just get hurt doing other stuff, and then it affects their race scheduling and stuff like that, and it's hard for them. But yeah, like my mom broke her leg a couple of years ago, at really bad, like wheelchair bad, and she was frustrated about that because she had been training for a marathon for a while, and she had to like completely start over basically because she had to like walk before she could run. So. And she was rolling for a while before she could even do that. So,
yeah.
They're pretty hardcore. I'm not that hardcore.
Yeah, that's respect.
I'm on the speed end, endurance end. Yeah, I was a 400 meter runner when I was in middle school, and that's what I really liked the best. I beat every Catholic kid. I'll say that proudly as a Protestant, as a proud member of the Presbyterian of the United States Church. Technically someone's paying that bill, I'm not paying it, but somebody's paying it, someone's paying for me to be a member of that church. I beat every Catholic kid in the state of Alabama one year at the 400 meter
gang.
And that was pretty cool. Like, they don't, when you're Protestant, you go to Catholic school, everybody else gets a snack at church, and you get like a pat from a pedophile, you know. That's what they do in exchange.
Do you have to like pronounce your faith like at the school? Like, I'm not Catholic. You have to.
If you haven't done First Communion in the Catholic Church, if you're not a part of the Catholic Church, then you can't do communion in the Catholic Church as part of the rules. So yeah, after third grade, all my friends started to get a snack, and I got the little like okay, and I started to become really bitter towards the Catholic Church. I think because I was like, I mean, we did communion at my church, but everybody could have it.
That's what I was going. Yeah. That's the first time I don't know anything about
Catholics
the Catholic Church,
are a lot more hardcore.
So if I said I want to be Catholic, can I?
No. You have to go to school for like a couple. I think a year.
Okay.
Maybe 6 months. Hmm. Depending on how much you do at a time, or depending how much you want it, they might speed you through. Depending on how much money you have, they might take you faster.
Yeah.
Indulgences is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, history.
Yeah, that, dude, there's bad history with that.
With the church?
There's a bad present with that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. It's just like exploiting people for their money and be like, you can buy your way into heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, if you love God, you will give us this money.
That's why there's the picture of the Pope touching Jeffrey Epstein on the head or whatever. So.
They got that? Is it real?
Yeah, they got that. Yeah. Epstein and, what was her name? Ghislaine?
Which Pope?
Maxwell.
John Paul.
Couple of them.
John Paul II?
I don't think it was John Paul. I think it was before John Paul.
That's my Pope.
JP2. Okay. Yeah, my mom actually used to teach at the JP2 high school here in Huntsville.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was in school when he died, and they had to pick a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that. Benedict was so bad, God told him to stop being Pope.
Yeah,
that's I'm still wilding out about that. Like, imagine that.
It is John Paul.
Yep.
Oh, it
Look at
is.
That.
Oh,
it's John
Here's
Paul.
A better picture.
No. That's not real.
That one's fake.
Damn.
Brandon has no idea how to tell. It could be all the way animated, Brandon.
But this is real. This is real.
Yeah, that looks real.
Well, I don't. I mean, that makes. It makes unfortunate sense.
Yeah, it was
that they're there.
They're kind of in the same business.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a weird. I developed a real distaste for the Catholic Church going to school there. Because so they weren't letting me do communion, but they did want me to do confession. That was weird.
Yeah.
So they did want me to go into the room alone with the weird guy who's not allowed to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And they should cancel that shit.
Those people can't get married?
The priest? No.
That's the only person
that
can do confession,
too. The ones that wear the special collar? No, they can't get married.
That's wild.
Which I think they need to get away from that.
The Pope can't get married?
No,
the Pope
cannot
get married. No, not even a little bit.
Now, some of them, one of these popes had like a marriage or something, and then he became a priest.
A priest, which I don't really know what the rules are.
Yeah, it's called something different. And I think they're more like special. I watched the movie. It was the Irish. It's an Irish movie about the Pope, about a Christian.
What the hell? A million of them.
It was a great movie. I can't remember.
Might want to know. I just had to wear a uniform until I was 14 years old, so I have a bitterness. I went into high school not knowing how to wear clothes.
That's what I was going to ask you. You went to regular high school.
I went to a regular racist high school for Alabama. Yeah, my mom had stopped teaching at JP2 and had started teaching at Austin High. And so after that, we started going to public school.
Okay. This is the movie Brandon pulled up.
Is this the right one?
The Pope's Exorcist?
No. Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I don't know what Russell Crowe doing now.
He's exercising.
He's exercising.
Oh, yeah, he got to work out sometimes.
Oh, man.
I like Russell Crowe.
I love these random tidbits that Jack puts in the notes.
He
note.
Always gives us something.
So
that's our research guy.
You got 50 skills on LinkedIn.
I have 50 skills on LinkedIn?
You got...
What are my skills on LinkedIn? I could appreciate the knowledge.
But Jack put in parentheses, this dude, I don't even got 10 skills. Yeah. You got a 31 on your ACT.
I did get a 31 on my ACT. Yeah, yeah. I did.
And you also run the bathrooms of note.
I do. I run the bathroom. Okay. Confession time. I took pictures of this bathroom because it was a great bathroom. Big fan of this bathroom.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I blog about bathrooms that I go to. Mm-hmm. It's part like travel blog type thing, and then part like, I don't know, like, hey, if you're a trans person, they don't freak out if you go to this bathroom type situation. Yeah. So it's fun. I like it. I've designed some stickers and stuff for it. I did it more when I was living in Birmingham because I was like I said, it's more walkable. So I was walking around a lot more. And so I would have to go to the bathroom places. So I haven't been doing it as much here because I haven't been like going out and about as much. But I've been trying to do it a little bit more. I did one. I think my most recent one is from Fat Sammy's because they've got a really good bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They've got like a chest
they've got
in their
bathroom. They've got two great bathrooms. Have you been to the Flamingo bathroom?
No, I haven't.
The one all the way in the back
is the Flamingo bathroom. Ooh. I did not post the Flamingo one on there, I'll be honest with you, because I'm gatekeeping. So here you go. Here's our special. That's my special bathrooms of note secret for this podcast is you can go further into the Fat Sammy's and go to an even cooler bathroom if you're not afraid of flamingos. If you are afraid of flamingos, do not go in there, dude.
So is it like a statue? Or
no, it is the entire wallpaper is flamingos, dog. Oh, it is a pink-ass bathroom.
Hey, that's cool.
It's beautiful.
You've been there?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, because
you have to walk past the flamingo bathroom.
Yeah. Everybody wouldn't know about it. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm gatekeeping. I'm gatekeeping.
You got to go past that part where it looks
and
like you're not
supposed
to go.
And also, the green one is cool. The green one is cool. So
it's the jungle bathroom.
Yeah, the jungle bathroom. But yeah, Birmingham has some really good bathrooms, I'll be honest. That's probably why I started it. It was because Birmingham had some excellent bathrooms. And then during COVID, it was fun because people would like send me pictures of their bathroom, like at home from COVID. Oh, that was kind of cool.
That can go either way.
Yeah, that could go either way.
People would be like, oh, okay. I decorated my bathroom. Here's my bathroom. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of neat. And then I started doing like guest features where people would send me bathrooms that they saw on a trip or whatever that they thought were really cool. And that was fun.
Sick. What would you say are like three benchmarks of a great bathroom?
Ooh, good
what are
question.
Three things a bathroom is?
Okay. I would say like ease of access. So like, is it easy to get in and out of there? Like,
Moody Monday sucks.
Moody Monday sucks. Their bathroom sucks. Oh, they will never be featured on my blog, unfortunately. I do love to do karaoke there. I might feature them on my blog. They are kind of like a cool dive bathroom if you're looking for that kind of vibe. They have like the shower curtain and shit.
Yeah,
like they're a dive bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't like recommend that bathroom.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that one. It's cool. It definitely has a vibe, but it's not one I would recommend.
The vibe is small.
Yeah, the vibe is inaccessible.
Yeah. My big ass can't fit.
I don't trust the curtains either.
The curtain is no. The vibe is you might be assaulted in this bathroom. So that's why it's yet to be featured on the blog. Because I really don't like to promote bathrooms that I don't think are safe. But no offense to Moody Mondays. I think you're a great business.
Oh, yeah.
I love karaoke.
I agree. Like, I'm part of your vlog too, because I deal with a lot of bathrooms myself. And like, that bathroom, sometimes I don't feel comfortable.
No.
If I'm in there, I'm like, you got this curtain. What if a crazy dude come in there and open it? anybody.
Yeah, there could be anybody at Moody's.
Exactly. Oh, and I already got fearful. When I was in middle school, we would have like people come in there and wait for you. They would be waiting in the bathroom.
What?
And as soon as you started peeing, they would come up to you and be like,
to like fight
and
you.
Push you.
Yeah, they'll push you and you pee all over your pants.
Into the stall or urinal?
On your pants. Oh, you'd be on the urinal.
Urinal.
Surprise, that's why I always go in the stall still to this day.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I think part of the reason why I have the blog is I used to take like depression naps in the floor of my bathroom when I was a kid, like when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like bathrooms. They're like a safe space to me. If you can escape like the chaos of a place in their bathroom, then that is a bathroom I highly recommend. If it's a really fun, chaotic place, but the bathroom is like chill,
mm-hmm,
I'm always going to recommend it.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. I took a lot of naps in the bathrooms because I was blacked out.
Mm, okay. All right. Mine was teenage depression and gender dysphoria, but I get it.
Alcoholism.
We all have our afflictions.
That's a good one for him. I like to hide in the bathroom sometimes, get away from people,
mm-hmm,
be in there for a couple hours, people get worried.
Yeah. You were just showing me a video of that.
The blog helps me a lot. I'll be honest with you. People do not worry about me if I take a long time in the bathroom because they're like, he's probably taking pictures of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably doing a blog post. And I almost always am.
Hell yeah.
So what's this Riot Comedy Club?
Riot Comedy Club is the comedy club in Houston. My sister lives in Houston with her husband, Andrew, my sister, Camille.
Mm-hmm.
I was going out to visit them last year, last summer. And I was like, oh, they got an open mic at this place. And I signed up and I did it. It was fun. They mispronounced my name, but it was okay.
What did they say?
They called me Carson Macklemore.
That is not the intro.
Or no, Mick Elmore.
Mick Elmore.
And to
was that the host?
Well, on top of that, here's the thing. On top of that, the host was actively British. I don't know any other way of saying that. Like, he was clearly a British person. And so I was like, are you trying to start beef with me without even knowing me? Like, I am not Irish. I mean, perhaps like in my past, but that is not what I wrote down. I definitely wrote my name, not some other motherfucking guy's name. But no beef. He was really apologetic afterwards, and I did a pretty good set. I was like the last person on the show because I was from nowhere. Mm-hmm. But it was really fun, and I talked to some of the people that were on the show, and they let me know about another mic that was going on in Houston that night at Natsuo, which is an art bar in Houston. And that was a dope-ass mic. That mic ruled.
Yeah.
That's it.
Natsuo.
Riot was awesome. I want to say Riot was awesome.
I want to tell you what Jack thought. Natsuo, right?
Natsuo.
Dumb, that's just Houston spelled bad. You see how they treat me here, Carson?
Man, they're treating you rough. They're treating you rough out here. But that's how you pronounce it for you pronunciation heads out there. It's Natsuo. Natsuo. It's a really cool place. If you're in Houston, I'd highly recommend checking out. Three floors. I will say, not like the most accessible accessible place. It is definitely like with spiral staircases, no elevators, that kind of thing. But aesthetically, very cool. And like because of COVID, a lot of the streets in Houston are shut down. So it was almost getting to be like you were in like this weird empty building almost, because it's like basically an empty building that just has a bunch of crap thrown into it, like someone's forgotten warehouse building. It's got a bunch of mannequins and movie stuff. It's really neat. And then it's got bars on each floor. So I had a great time. And the mic there was dope. It was a very cool mic.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me with it.
All right. So speaking of movies, TVs, and all this stuff, you're the producer of Trivia Challenge at Current Coffee in Decatur.
Yes. Yes.
And I was like, could you bless us with a little trivia?
I can hit you with something.
And everybody at home, play along.
Yeah.
And we'll see who does the best.
Tom, you got to write down your answer, dude. You're in cheap.
I know. I'm writing it down.
All right.
You got a pen? You got a pen over there?
Let's see.
Pen. Any paper over there?
Here, I got your paper.
I got it. I'm going to get it.
I got it.
You can use my pen.
Gotcha.
All right. Y'all want a Barbenheimer? You want a Barbenheimer? Some Barbie Oppenheimer?
Please,
trivia?
No.
I haven't seen either one. Oh, I seen half of Barbie.
I seen the very beginning part.
I just haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, guys, Oppenheimer, this is an Oscars an official Carson Oscars prediction, Oppenheimer is going to win a lot of those awards. Yes. Everybody knows that the Academy loves Christopher Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
So he will he will be winning many awards.
Man, I like Christopher Nolan, too.
Even though it is oddly a story of the Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombings that has absolutely no Japanese people in it.
Really?
Weird take. Also, they used the land of a Native American tribe and just didn't clean up after they left, just like Oppenheimer did the first time. So he's committed to the bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to be as accurate as possible.
Yeah, but okay, so we won't do, okay, what about, are you guys, what about 30 Rock? Are you familiar
with
30
Rock?
Let's do it, dude.
Okay, so, okay. I think you'll be able to get some of these, because I give hints in my questions, okay?
Cool.
So recently, I did a leap day trivia, because, you know, leap day recently happened. Mm-hmm. This is a leap year this year, so we had an extra day. And you may or may not know this, but in the course of 30 Rock, they actually created their own leap day character with his own backstory. And they did this for a very special reason that I'm going to go over through our questions.
Okay.
So first, I'm just going to give you the title of what this category is called. Leap Day Meet Leap Dave. Leap Dave. So, folks, which Yes Man and Truman Show star makes a guest appearance in the episode as Leap Dave Williams, the show's in-universe Leap Day mascot hero?
At Truman Show. They were on the Truman
Yes
Show.
Man and Truman Show star. And I've got a bonus question.
I know that.
Here's the bonus question on that one. Which of the comedian's films are referenced in this appearance? Okay, and this is a two-parter, so listen carefully. Which of the comedian's films are referenced in this appearance? His Legal Bro feature from 1997 and his God Complex flick from 2003.
I know both of those.
I know ooh, one of them.
Ooh.
Dumb looking at my answer.
No, we got the same answer, but I don't have a pen. But I'm not looking at the other ones.
I got a pen, probably.
I got the second part.
What was that first movie?
Legal Bro feature from 1997.
I know that.
Take it.
No, I don't have
a pen.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. I got a pencil.
Yeah, yeah, that works. Here you go.
You got to know Carson's going to have a writing instrument on him. I got no cards. I got glue sticks. I got a pair of scissors on me right now.
Oh, shit.
I got a small stack of magic cards I accidentally put through the wash.
Oh,
that's what happens when you work at a card store. Don't worry. They were worth nothing. I pulled them out of the recycling bin.
I just bought a Carhartt fanny pack.
Trying to be cool. Fanny up.
I'm getting pack. It.
Okay, so what was the B question? And I heard the A question for the movie. I mean,
So, his Legal Bro feature from 1997.
Got that one.
And God Complex flick from 2003.
Okay, I got both of them.
Okay, you guys want some more questions, or do you want the answers first?
Let's do answers first.
Okay, first.
Connor, you got both of those?
I got the first. Got the second part. I don't know the first.
Should be three answers.
Yeah, I only got two of them.
All right.
I don't know what the...
All right. You want to go first?
Yep.
Hit me with what you've got.
Jim Carrey.
Liar.
Bruce Almighty.
Damn it. What did you have?
I had Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty. I didn't know that.
You got two?
I just got Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey won. 3-2-1. Okay, easy peasy. All right, we're moving on to the next part. 30 Rock's creators explained Leap Dave's invention as a way to manufacture a big holiday episode around the pregnancy of which showrunner and alum of SNL's Weekend Update?
I know it.
I don't know.
I have a bonus question for this one, too.
Oh, okay.
For what sour fruit is this writer/star's character Liz named within the show?
I'm not blanking on it. I know it, though.
Sour fruit?
Yeah, sour fruit.
It's a weird one. It's not a common one.
I'm not going to say that it's... I would say that it's not uncommon.
I know it. I watched it. I can't believe I can't remember it right now.
I'm a right... I don't know why, but my conscience, my soul is telling me this is the right answer.
I don't think so.
All right.
I'm going to write.
You guys got some?
I'm blanking on it, so I don't think I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. You done?
I don't think I have it.
But you got something.
I just put something.
Who did you have as the creator, the 30 Rock creator? The showrunner, the SNL alum. Who did you have for that one?
Well, I can't think of anything. But since you said like a SNL, I'm just going to throw it in there. This could be wrong. Gilda, maybe?
No,
I
feel like it would be cool to have Gilda Radner. That would be dope.
Like I was like.
If you haven't watched Love, Gilda, the documentary about Gilda Radner, I highly recommend. Especially if you're a Gene Wilder fan. They were together for the last years of their lives.
Yeah, okay. I like Gene.
Big Gene.
But, okay, what did you have for that answer?
I said Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, that's the one. Did you have that?
I had Tina Fey.
Okay, and the sour fruit, did you have a guess?
No.
Guess?
Persimmon.
Persimmon, okay.
I'm going to be so mad when you tell me. I don't know.
Okay, it is lemon. Liz Lemon, baby. Because the way that I can easily remember it is that Sesame Street did a bit about it where they had... an actual lemon do one of the lines, and then they were like, "Lemon, it's Wednesday," like Alec Baldwin. All right. Speaking of, for 2 points, name the actors who both must undergo leap day transformations as part of the Leap Dave Williams episode, portrayed by the equally problematic in both their real and fictional lives actor and exec duo Tracy Jordan and Jack Donaghy.
So you want their names?
I need the actual actors' names of Tracy Jordan and Jack Donaghy. And then I have a bonus for you. One last bonus in here.
I can't think of this dude's name, but he looks like a tennis player.
What?
I don't think you're thinking about the right person.
I can't remember his fucking name, dude.
Y'all,
You know the first one. You know both of them.
I think I know the first one.
We've watched videos about both of these in the last month.
Well, then I definitely know one of them.
Okay.
The other one.
Tracy Jordan and Jack Donaghy. Yep. Okay, so here's the bonus.
Bonus.
For which film is Donaghy's actor under fire as both the producer and the finger on the trigger in the fatal shot that killed cinematographer Halna Hutchins in 2021?
Got them all. All three of those are correct.
Wow, Dom's coming in confident. Right. He's about to dominate this.
Hold on.
You got your cheese head over here, dog? I'm about to have to put that on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show that part
to my
dad.
Fellow Packer fan over here.
Yeah.
Go, Pack, go.
Cheese head for life.
Let's go.
All right, so y'all ready for the answers here?
Yep.
Okay, so the actors who play Tracy Jordan and Jake Donaghy, are you going to hit us with that?
Yeah, what's your first one?
Guesses here.
Tracy Morgan. And the other guy, I can't remember his name, so I just wrote Jack. But I know it's not him.
Now, I'm going to give you one final hint to see if you can get this, okay? He's one of the Baldwin brothers.
Ooh.
The most famous Baldwin.
Arguably the most famous, yes.
Alec Baldwin?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's close to Alec?
Haley Baldwin?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Haley Baldwin is, I believe, Bieber's wife, Justin Bieber's wife.
Yeah.
So I would say that she's probably arguably more famous. But
Glenn Ross,
and 30 Rock, for real.
Yeah, 30 Rock, yeah.
Alec Baldwin, but also negligent on the set of his film.
But
he was the producer. He hired the person who was not great at their job.
He pulled the trigger.
And he also did shoot her with the gun.
Yeah, he did shoot.
So he should probably give her family some money. That's what
definitely.
I said.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
I don't Something. Think he needs to go to jail, but some money.
The movie, Rust.
Did you have Rust?
No, I wrote down Alec Baldwin's name. I actually did have Alec Baldwin on there.
Yeah, that's all
you
I had.
Did?
I misunderstood the question and somehow got a right answer.
Boom, baby. And did you have...
Alec Baldwin, Tracy Morgan.
Did you have?
I only had Alec.
Alec.
Yeah,
Alec.
Okay, that's good.
Tracy Jordan, he's okay. But I think he did say something weird about, like, if his son was gay, he'd rather him be dead.
Maybe.
He's an old school guy. And he has, I think, notably had some brain damage incidents.
Well,
he got
smashed by that Walmart truck.
Yeah, he was hit by the Walmart truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I think,
But he's... But, like, yeah, all older black comics are going to
They're going to say rough stuff about gay people. Yeah. That's what I've learned.
You're not going to escape that.
We've seen that. We saw that.
Yeah. But there are some really incredible gay black comics right now that are hitting it. So I recommend.
Who you got?
Gerard was the name of the special.
Carmichael.
Mm-hmm. That one I love.
Well, Jared Carmichael.
Gerard.
I don't know necessarily. I guess not everybody's openly gay, so I don't want to say this person's gay. But like people who are cool towards gay people, there's a good crew out there.
He ain't a stand up, but my guy is Titus.
Titus
from Unbreakable Kim.
This dude
can do no wrong.
Did you know that Pinot Noir was completely like he made that up on the spot? They just said sing a funny song, and he was like, you know, he did that whole bit just off the dome.
Yeah, I can see
it. Incredible. That's a Tina Fey show too. Tina Fey produced that show.
Tina Fey was great.
Oh, hell
like
yeah.
I like Tina. I'm a Tina fan.
Oh wait, was this dude in what's it called?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Was he the captain in
No,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's Andre. What's that guy's name?
I'll search it up.
In Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, that's the different. Yeah. Oh, that guy just passed away.
Rest in peace, though.
That's the only picture I can see.
No. Hold on.
But I think he's gay in the show.
It's a different black gay man, okay? You're pulling a real bright guy here.
He doesn't look nothing like Titus.
He doesn't look anything. That's Andre.
In my memory, that other guy looks more like this guy than this guy actually does.
Rest in peace.
Oh, JJ, I'm glad they got you on the mic saying that, not me.
I'm used to it, taking one
for the white guy team.
I remember that dude from, what was it, the Glad commercials where they sprayed the thing in there and the washing machine? No, the other guy. You don't remember those?
I don't know the Glad.
You never seen the Glad where he'd be like, they would shake it up. He'd be like, put it in your washing machine. It'd be so good. And it was.
Wow, I do not know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Brandon knows everything.
That's probably a completely different person.
Yeah, like 2018. That'd be crazy.
2018.
Hey, this is Hugh Jackman, man. What you talking about, Brandon?
No.
Well, all right, Carson.
All right.
We're at the end of the podcast.
At the end of the show.
It's been a great
this has
one.
Been really fun.
It's been really fun, right?
Thanks for doing trivia with me.
Hell yeah, that was awesome.
You guys did pretty good.
I appreciate it.
I already had that one written up, so I didn't write shit.
Hey,
hell yeah.
As soon as you said 30 Rock, I was like, oh, I'm beating the shit out of
it.
They don't have a chance.
Yeah, I guess you are ding 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 the winner of the Clown College Comedy Trivia Challenge.
Thank you. I'd like to thank.
Thank Tina Fey.
Yes. He needed this.
Yeah, I did. I needed it to win.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, right now, you're going to have anything you have to promote. This will be out in a week. So you talk to this camera right here. We'll have all your socials on the side of it.
Okay. Check out Current Coffee and Collectibles on Instagram. That's where I post about most of the stuff that goes on there. Check out Night Camp is coming up again. June 14th, I believe, is when we're going to do it. It's whenever Flag Day is, because we're giving the conservatives the L they clearly need this year for Flag Day. yeah, I'm a funny comedian. I do a lot of word comedy. Great for podcasts, though. All right. Other than that, this is going to be out in a week. I will have already performed in Birmingham. I'm doing the Loft Out Loud show down there, but I'm excited to be back in the ham,
hell
baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram. I'm Cars on the Highway. And you can see what I'm always doing. Some. I usually don't even know what I'm doing until a couple days beforehand. So check it out. Follow me there. That's where you're clear about it. So.
Hell yeah. Thank you for coming on. Thank you so much.
This is awesome.
It's probably.